This weekend marks 20 years since the school shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. Since then, a Washington Post analysis found there have been more than 230 school shootings that have killed 143 children, educators, and others, and injured another 294 people. So school principals across the country have found themselves dealing with the mental anguish of gun violence in their classrooms. Some have relied on the support of others who have already walked that path. And now the National Association of Secondary School Principals has organized a formal support group called the Principals Recovery Network, and it's made up of 17 current and former principals in schools from 11 states. And we have two of those principals on The Takeaway today. Andy Fetchick was the principal of Chardon High School in Chardon, Ohio, when a 17-year-old student opened fire inside the cafeteria and killed three students in 2012. And George Roberts is the former principal of Perry Hall High School in Baltimore County, where one student shot another in 2012 and attempted to shoot more before being stopped by a teacher. Andy, George, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Andy, what was your focus in the hours and days following the shooting?
After getting through the initial shock and all of that, we worked quite a bit with our superintendent, school leadership, and our goal was to return to school as quickly as possible. From what we were told and what we had researched, all of the experts had encouraged us to return as quickly as possible. Let those students take ownership of that school again. Let them feel safe. Let them feel to whatever it is that normal is going to become again for them. And that was our goal, was to get back into school as quickly as possible.
And George, what about you? What was your focus in the days in the aftermath of the shooting?
Yeah, very similar to Andy's, wherein because fortunately we did not have any fatalities in our shooting, the police released the crime scene back into the school system approximately 6 p.m. that afternoon. So our superintendent had decided, for the same reasons Andy just referenced, to get the kids back into school as soon as possible so we could get them the supports and begin the healing process. So we opened actually the next day. And so my immediate plan was how to open, the logistics around opening and getting the support needed for our kids and our teachers, staff, and parents.
Andy, when did you realize you needed help?
I think immediately. This is not something that has a playbook. There's no course. You don't study this. So once we started to talk about all of the things that we're going to need to consider, mental health supports, returning to school, the actual physical nature of cleaning up a crime scene. None of those things that I've ever worked with before. So from probably those first moments, I knew this was going to be something that will change my life.
Did you understand at the time that you needed, or were you even aware that there were other folks out there, principals like yourself, who had experienced the same thing? Had you even thought that there was a network, sad as it may be?
I knew that there was some history to this, but I didn't know to what extent that I know now. You know, having had the opportunity to get together at the National Association of Secondary School Principal Office with all of these other school leaders recently, until then, I had never been able to put faces to the names, and they were just schools.
George, what about you? What was your experience like when you realized you personally needed more support?
Yeah, that actually was maybe a two-phase approach. It was certainly that evening, once the adrenaline had left my system late that evening when I got home, had a chance to speak with my wife and, quite frankly, you know, cry with my wife and go through that. That was the moment I realized, you know, this was certainly a heavy burden. Shortly thereafter, about a day or two after, I received a call from Bill Bond, who was a victim. His school was a victim of school shooting in 1998, 1 year before Columbine. So in speaking with him and coordinating with him, really found the personal and school and community support that Bill was able to help us through, and then letting me and allowing me to talk through what had happened in our school.
What's unique about your role as a principal and the others that you talk to in this group in these circumstances?
There's a sense of isolation. I don't believe it's intended. I think it's an organic sense that principals probably put on themselves because the academic responsibilities, the school climate, the culture, all of those things are part of the principal's role. So when you look at returning to school, and you look at the mental health of those students, I think that becomes a just an overwhelming task that it doesn't appear there's any right answer.
George, when I'm sure when either of you signed up to be school principals, this was not part of the job description. How do you feel about that, George? That now being a principal, I mean, I come from a family of educators, for example. Educators have to think about this now. Families, children have to think about this, but so do you guys.
Yeah, no, and I would go a step further to say that everyone needs to think about it. That most acts of violence, particularly with guns, happens in the business environment. You know, schools, when you look at the list, rank down on the list, not where you would think they would be, at the top of the list. So certainly to your point about educators, yeah, it's something that unfortunately we have to live with now. There are courses that I'm aware of being offered at the university level around just school safety and how to manage, how to create plans, implement plans, recovery plans. So it's certainly a reality of our lives, and it's one that's here to stay, and I think our university partners are seeing that.
Does that frustrate you, though, that you have to add this layer of security and all these other, you know, anti-violence measures to what is supposed to be an educational and safe environment?
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt. Yeah, there's a lot of frustration there. We shouldn't have to be in working. We dedicated our lives and dedicate our lives to children. And so this type of violence, this type of level of violence is not one that we train for or are expected to should have to deal with. But it's a reality. So I think to stick our heads in the sand and pretend and hope it's not going to happen is would be irresponsible of us. So I think we need to be prepared. It's an unfortunate reality and one we're going to have to move forward with and prepare for.
And Andy, what do you have any messages for other educators or folks that may be working in schools, parents who may be listening?
I think it's important that we continue to voice our concerns. I'm not choosing a side on gun control or not. I'm only advocating for what I believe to be right. And I think that's the message we need to continue to share with our stakeholders, is that we all have a voice, and we need to we need to act on that. We need to vote, and we need to be vocal and share our concerns.
Is there anything that you would like to say to each other or to other principals out there?
I think from my perspective, I think for other principals who have to suffer through these tragedies, to know that we're here, that NASSP has done a phenomenal job of bringing us together and supporting and forming this network. So we're here. We cross the country. So anyone who needs us for any reason, please call on us.
Absolutely. And we're here to listen as well. I think that's the key. When those events happen and school violence occurs, it's important to know there's a voice out there that can listen and share an experience that fortunately not everyone has gone through.
George Roberts is community superintendent for Baltimore County Public Schools and former principal of Perry Hall High School in Baltimore County. And Andy Fetchick is director of human resources for Mayfield City Schools in Ohio and former principal of Chardon High School in Chardon, Ohio. Thank you both.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.